headphones. Hey, hey, Chicago. Earthlings. All the people in the Milky Way. Say hey.
Hey.
Say go, go,
go, go, go.
Chicago. There we go. Oh, that's me. That's nice. What about this one? All right. And it's time for the crash. Yes. Welcome to Collaboraction Radio, where we are plugging in headphones on May 4th, 2024. We're here at 5475 North Milwaukee Avenue in the great city of Chicago, also originally known as Chicawa. I'm Anthony Mosley. I'm here with Beverly Dines.
Hi,
Beverly.
Hello.
We have an amazing lineup for you. I'm the artistic director over at Collaboraction.
And I am the interim managing director at Collaboraction.
And we had a big announcement this week, didn't we?
We sure did.
I've been hinting. Henry, how long have I been hinting this big announcement for? Do you have any idea?
It's been a number of what feels like years, but probably it's probably closer to a couple of weeks, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe a month or two.
Maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah. A good couple.
Well, it happened. We finally announced the big thing. We are building a new home. A cabaret den, cafe bar, and a theater at 1757 North Kimball Avenue. Right on the 606 in the Kimball Art Center. And we are going to be talking about our new home and our vision and what's going to happen. And we have a really exciting lineup of guests. And our architect, Evan Williams, is here. Dr. Marcus Robinson is calling in. Pinky Ring is calling in. And it's going to be a great show. Don't you think, Beverly?
I think it's going to be awesome.
And Beverly has a surprise for everybody at the end of the show. I've asked Beverly to take us out. And she's like, when the ball's in her hands in the playoffs, she wants it at the end of the game. And so I said, okay, you got it. You got the ball at the end. So you got to listen to the whole show to see what we're talking about, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to stay tuned.
But let's get into it. We also have a very special friend of the company who is walking to Montgomery, Alabama for Equity and Black Lives. And her name is Rachelle Zola, and I have asked her to call in live to just check in on the first Saturday of every month to tell us how the walk is going. She's going to be walking till September. That's how long it's going to take for her to get there. Is Rachelle with us? Is she on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
Hello?
Can. Oh, Rachelle, is it you?
Hi. Hi, Anthony. It's great being here.
Hi. Great to hear your voice. You're also here with Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi. So nice to meet you.
So how's it going? Let's check in from the road. Rachelle is walking to Montgomery, Alabama, 10 miles a day or so. What's the check-in from the road, Rachelle?
Yeah, so I'm now in Champaign-Urbana, and I've walked about 128 miles, and you know, I've never even driven down here, and here I did walk it.
Just a short little walk.
And I have a couple of performances, one tomorrow at the Wesley United Methodist Church, and I have another one performing on Friday that's being hosted by the YWCA at the Urbana Free Library. So that's all very, very exciting.
Well, you were on the show.
I had a great
You were on the show about a month ago, and folks can go and listen to that show again if they want to learn more about what Rachelle is doing. But tell everybody quickly what you're doing and share with us your most impactful memory to date.
Well, first I'll give you the website. So it is just late.love. So please look on that. You'll see the map. You'll see the performances. We're looking for people to host me. And what's the most impactful? People, I think people are real. And I think you may. Go ahead.
No, I'm. You go ahead.
The reception of the people has been amazing. They are so glad that I'm showing up. They stay to the after talk. You know, we have the performance and then there is an after talk, which goes for like an hour, and people stay for 2 hours. They just are desperate to share their stories, their lived experiences, and people are just listening. You know, I'm a white person, as you know, and I'm mostly speaking to white people to say, hey, what is it going to take to activate you? And people are really stepping up, and I'm very excited.
Wow. Well, you know, it's just great to hear your voice. Thank you for taking a little bit of Chicago with you on the road as you march to Montgomery, Alabama, and remind everybody that we all have a role to play. And not everybody has to walk to Montgomery, Alabama. They can also donate to you and your cause, or to Collaboration, or to other organizations that align with people's personal mission and vision and values. But some people can walk, and we all got to do what we can. Thank you for calling in, sending you a lot of early love, not late love, early love from your team here at your family at Collaboration. Thank you so much for being so unbelievably just inspired and motivated and active.
And thank you. And congratulations to your new home.
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait to get back to Chicago and be there. You know, I met you all in 2019. So this is amazing. Best of best. And just, yeah, congratulations.
Well, we'll have to have a little party when you come back. You're still thinking you're going to arrive in September?
I'm going to be in Montgomery in September, but my first performance back in Chicago will be at Theatre Y on October 5th.
We'll see you there.
We're going to have a party.
Yes, we are. All right, be safe and shine brightly, my friend. Wow. Got to give it up to Rochelle Zola. She also did a 40-day hunger strike for equity, and she was like, that's not enough. And you can go follow her on social media, just Rochelle Zola, and her show is called Late:Love. Collaboration Radio here. We're on WCPT if you're just joining. Chicago's Progressive Talk Radio. You can also find us on streaming live on the Facebook and WCPT.com, and later on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. And while you go to our YouTube, make sure you subscribe. This is our 44th episode. If you listen to every episode, I was wrong last week when we had Darling Shearer on. I called that the 44th, but that was the 43rd. But Darling is an amazing human. Go check out that interview. We were getting cosmic. We've been on a roll, I think, and this is a really big episode. And, you know, I think we have Marcus Robinson calling in shortly, and is it who I think it is?
It is.
Hey. Hi.
hey, Anthony. Hey, Beverly.
How are you?
We do have to make a confession. Evan Williams is also in the studio with us. Evan, you don't have to be quiet. You can join the banter.
I'm just being polite here.
He said, I'm just happy to be involved.
Well, Marcus did a number of shows here with us as we push this boat into the water. Almost, we're coming up on a year, Marcus. June 15th or something will be a year of Collaboration Radio.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Beautiful.
So amazing.
The outreach to the community from Collaboration is just stellar. I'm so pleased with the radio show and the work that we're currently doing.
So, Marcus, you've had a bunch of roles in your time at Collaboration, and I know that, you know, where we are today with our recent announcement had to have brought so many emotions for you as a longtime collaborator. Maybe tell our audience, you know, why is this House of Belonging so important, and maybe the genesis of kind of the early idea around creating this space, not only in Humboldt Park, but in Chicago, if you can give us your perspective.
Yeah. Anthony and I met, I guess, 2015, 2016 or so, around in that era. And we began collaborating in the theater on artwork and whatnot. And sooner or later, he invited me in to be a managing director, which you're holding. And then they elevated me to executive director. And then now I'm on the board. So, yeah, I love this company. I love the idea of what we stand for in terms of bringing all of Chicago together around the critical issues that we're facing, not only to just hear about the problem, but to meet each other and greet each other and bond with each other as we explore solutions to the issues that matter most to us. And so that's what the House of Belonging is about. And I told Anthony when we first met, man, I've been doing DEI and anti-racism workshops for dozens of years. And it's on one hand, that's kind of like, you know, beat them over the head with the facts. But the House of Belonging and the theater approach that we have for social change, it invites people to dream with us. Not to dream with us and remember what we went through and dream about a possible future that will make it better. And then we can talk about it with each other right there in the theater. And then some people actually do magnificent works as a result of it. And Rochelle Zola is an example of that.
Yeah, you were the one that introduced Rochelle to Collaboration. Now here she is walking to Montgomery and calling in from the road.
Yeah. She's an amazing soul, deep spirit, who has the courage to face the legacy of oppression of our country and speak truth about it, but not from the standpoint of I'm mad and you just got to take my wrath, but rather I love you, I need you, I belong to you, so let us come together and make something better than we found. And that's the spirit of collaboration. So, and that being said, Beverly, you know, we throw a good party around. Mm-hmm. We know how to put on a good show around here. And when we gather up, whether it's for a celebration or for healing or for a great story that's going to transform our lives, it is an amazing outburst of humanity that we all get to consume and share like a holy Eucharist, if you can say. If you can understand that language.
Absolutely.
Ashe. Marcus, Ashe. What, when you close your eyes and listen, what do you think, what do you see ahead for us in this space? Is there anything specific or just a tone or what? If I were to say, Marcus, what do you see in the future? Bring it to us right now. What do you see?
There was a spirit of fear back in the days of the Bard, where the stories got written right from the happenings of the day. And people lived into those stories and acted them out on the stage. And thus, probably the first, you know, social media of this kind, you know, kind of thing. And collaboration represents that now. It is a place where authentic stories can be told, truth can be said unflinchingly, but done so in a way that allows the community to gather some courage, first some empathy and understanding, and some dialogue, and then some courage to take a small action to transform the world. I'll say this in closing, and that is, I'm also moved by the words of the playwright George Bernard Shaw. You may be familiar with him, and his play, Man versus Superman. There's a couple of statements he makes I want to share. The first one about the dreaming thing, because this is for real. This is what collaboration lives for. He says, those that dream by by night do so in vain. But those that bring by day, they are the dangerous ones, because they will endeavor to live their dreams. Hmm. And that's essentially what the House of Belonging is about. Is that can we come in and tell a story and get caught up in the story so much that you and I are feeling the same emotions and having similar experiences that we can then parse together and take to another place? And that other place we're talking about is our community. Because as George Bernard Shaw will remind us, you know, about community, this is the true joy in life. The being used by a purpose, being by yourself as a mighty one, instead of a cloud of ailments and grievances, contending that the world would not bow down to make you happy. He says, I'm of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and for as long as I live, it's my pleasure to serve it. And that's really the spirit of collaboration. Every artist, every administrator, every board member, every intern, every youth artist, we're all coming together to tell stories that allow us to dream a magnificent dream in the midst of truth-telling, so that our feet are on the ground, our head is in the sky, and our hearts are bonded one-to-one. That collaboration, and that's what I'm so excited about, having a home for that.
Well, I can't wait to get shoulder to shoulder with you back there turning the earth one more time, brother. Thank you for calling in, and you know, we asked Marcus to join to just kind of set the space before you start designing something. You gotta really think about what it is you're trying to build, and it's not always what it's going to look like, but it's also what it's going to feel like and what it's going to do. So much love. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love y'all. I love y'all. Beth, thanks for joining the team. Anthony, keep the flame alive. Man, you're quite the torchbearer, baby. Don't do that thing.
Hey, you know, it'll take a lifetime, and I'm right behind you, man. So let's keep on going. Marcus Robinson. Let's get some snaps up for Dr. Marcus. Yes.
That's some good snaps.
And now we go from the vision and the heart to the architectural approach. Evan Williams is architect over at Cording and Clark.
Yes, sir.
And he started getting pulled around by Anthony Mosley in collaboration a little over a year ago. We designed a couple other spaces that aren't even in play anymore. But thank you so much for joining us here in the studio and for the work that you've put in to help us create this house of belonging. Mm-hmm. Would you just maybe share a little bit about you and your work and how this space, this new project, kind of is fitting into your work, and a little bit about the approach and process?
Yeah. So first and foremost, I should say it's Evan Williams, not by relation with the alcohol, the bourbon over there in Kentucky. You know, my parents blessed me with the name, but didn't know the alcohol. So, but no. So yeah, I'm Evan Williams. I went to Iowa State for architecture. I'm an African-American architect, which is a very rare thing in today's world. I always tell people to spiel, there's only 2,000 black architects in the country out of 120,000 licensed architects. And, you know, I'm one of the youngest black architects in Chicago. And I've been blessed to be a part of that. Early on, I worked in Springfield. I worked for an engineering firm called CMT over in Springfield. Moved up to Chicago because I have a fiance here, and you know, I don't want her being by herself up in Chicago, right? So came up here. Thankfully, my boss John Clark, he's the Clark and Cordian Clark, he brought me and gave me a chance, and you know, wanted me to do big things for his firm. And he's the one that brought me along. He's the one that knows Anthony here. They've known each other for several years, right, Anthony?
Yeah. Shout out John Clark. John was on our board for a while, and he's been a big friend and supporter. And this is the kind of projects that he's drawn to.
Yep, absolutely. And when I was interviewing with John, that's the type of stuff I was into, too. I wanted to make a difference in the city. Growing up in the suburbs, you hear people complain about the city all the time. I'm here to actually try to make the city better. And the work we do at Cork and Clark, we do a lot of affordable housing work, and we do schools, worship areas, things that are community work, things that people dwell themselves into. So not just commercial, not just any, you know, capitalistic things that a lot of companies can do, but more so of the community.
And so what's kind of guided your process working with us in our new space?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Black church. The Black church is a place where historically Black people came together and organized. That's the place where it was a safe space for them, a place where they can voice their opinions, a place where they can protest, a place where they can really just be themselves in a world that was very white dominated, a world that was against them, in the world that didn't want them to organize. The way I see collaboration is a new space. That's kind of how I see it, right? It's a place, it's a safe space for people who are kind of the outcasts of the world, a place where people who don't feel like they belong to the world have a place of belonging. And really, architecturally, to make that space, you just have to make the space familiar, right? Not do anything too much, not do anything too little at the same time. Do things just to write them out. And I know you're going to talk to Doc later, who's going to be, you know, full flushing the intricacies of the Anthony Mosley mind and the world that he's trying to really develop. But really, in essence, right, it's really about creating a world that we can imagine. Being an architect, you have to be an imaginative person. The quote that Marcus so eloquently put forth, you know, you have to be imagining things during the day. You have to not just be dreaming at night. That's to be an architect and to be a good architect, that wants to help the community. That's what you have to do.
Which is similar from being a theater artist, right? You have to really build this muscle of being able to, like, imagine 4D space.
Exactly.
Not just what it looks like, but what it'll feel like.
Smell.
And as you travel through it, how it'll open up.
Yep.
And our idea is to create a space where just, like, if you've never been there before, you feel like you have.
Yeah.
And when you see a show, you're not trying to beat everybody out the door to get out of there, the parking lot before. Mm-hmm. No, because you're going to sit there and you're our work is really a seed. It's planting a new thought. And when we take in media, like, we need to think about what we take in as a media diet.
Yeah.
And the collaboration work is the fresh, organic fruit and vegetables. It's the stuff that'll actually make you build nutrition and make you stronger and change who you are.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of space we wanted to create. And... Yeah. It's been really great working with you.
And I'll say there's one thing, Anthony. I know I'm probably over my time here, but especially
you're good.
Especially in today's world, when we have, you know, the atrocities going on over there in Gaza, right? And we see college students all over the country kind of getting, you know, chastised, and, you know, and then the media kind of doing its thing and misinterpreting what's going on in a lot of these spaces. People need a space where they can come together, organize, talk to each other, have these important conversations without things getting hostile, without worrying about authorities coming at them, right? And I think your space, especially in today's world, is going to it's going to do something like that.
And materials carry energy. So, you know, when you're building a space like ours, hearing your passion, it's so important that every part of building this space, everyone has that passion, because if it's just another worksite project or just another check, you know, the walls feel that. And so even just the other day when we were walking into this space, bit by bit, you can start feeling the energy reverberating off of the walls. And so just sitting here, for folks that are listening, you're going to feel everyone's passion from the materials themselves, and that kind of leads us to our next caller.
Absolutely.
Doc St. Giorgio is a friend of over 20 years and really a visionary maximalist sculptor, builder, creator, And he's one of those people that if they ever had like a reality show about making cool stuff out of piles of junk, Doc would win. He's the Iron Chef of making cool stuff. Is he on the phone right now? That's the question.
The Iron Chef. That's good, Anthony. Hello.
Hey, Doc. What's happening? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you do a lot of radio shows, but we're going to do something a little differently here today, Doc.
All right. I'm excited.
So you've been around the Collaboration Campfire for quite some time now in many different incarnations. Doc is a sculptor and an interior designer. I could talk about how he's a high priestess of wood and gold spray paint, but really he's a builder, and he has a really unique combination of like hardcore, almost gothic aesthetic with also a very spiritual side. And so he is going to be leading the design and build of the den, of the gathering den, the place where you can unpack the shows and you can sit and you can talk and listen and really play out that dialogue part of our knowledge, empathy, dialogue, action methodology. Doc, would you just start talking about like some of maybe what might be your inspirations and impressions from the Collaboration work of the past 20 years, and then maybe talk a little bit about your approach to what we're doing here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the way, it's been an absolute fun, long fun journey, you know, working with you guys. It's been, probably over 20 years now.
Yeah. I mean, I met you right before I went to Prague, which was in 2003, so we probably met in the spring of 2003.
Yeah. Been a minute. So I've had the pleasure of participating and being in a lot of ebb and flow and cool productions of the History of Collaboration. And it's just cool that we get to actually culminate all of that into this really great build that I'm super stoked about.
So when you close your eyes, what do you see? And how are, and I mean, we, you know, I've been pitching this concept to Doc for a while now, talking about it with a lot of collaborators, that we want to find recycled materials from houses in Chicago and bring those together, and also track the stories of the people that lived in those houses to tell a metaphor for our coming together as a city. And so we are actually going to be looking for donated recycled materials. If you have any great old doors or kitchen flooring or cabinets, and you have the stories of people who lived in those houses, maybe your parents or grandparents, we're going to be putting up a Google form for people to fill out shortly, but you could email us at info@collaboration.org. With that being said, so we're going to get a bunch of sacred stuff from home, so we're going to incorporate that. You work a lot with recycled materials. What do you see here when you close your eyes and think of this special gathering den?
I mean, ultimately the cool part and why I predominantly work with salvaged materials, because everything has a story. From its true origins of the material itself to the who had it, who made it, who owned it, who acquired it, you know, and using this variety of materials that are coming from this intention of our intention of creating this space and taking all those stories. I mean, the objects themselves always dictated design, kind of the direction. It's a very kind of organic process. And usually you just, you know, you're using things that you find. But I think this process, which makes it really unique, is people bringing things that have a personal backstory. And that collection of taking those stories and creating space within that, I mean, that becomes a very powerful place of being, you know.
Yeah.
And I've never done a project like this where the intention is really, really great. And acquiring those things is really going to put a whole lot of energy, different kind of energy, into a space. And I think it's going to make it really unique. And, you know, I think you're going to feel it immediately. You know, and for me, that's what's truly inspiring, is to be able to be the facilitator of creating that space using all that cool stuff.
When you work, like, is it come from your stomach, your heart, your brain? What is it? Do you see something? Do you feel it? Like, because you really have a gift for, as I said, taking a pile of junk and turning it into a sacred thing. I've seen it so many times. And whether you're using stuff from a dollar store or from a pile of rubble, what is that process like for you? Is it just a spiritual thing, or where does it start?
I mean, I'm always intrigued by objects, shape of objects, what the object is. And I think when you look at an object, never really does anybody look at something and be like, oh, this beer can or this pot or this piece of wood originated somewhere. Somebody's hands were on this thing in some capacity, either in the design, physically, spiritually. And you start to take that culmination of collaborating with all these infinite amount of people that you don't know, but have put some sort of energy into this piece, you know, at some stage of its fruition. And I mean, I think you could probably talk to a majority of creatives and artists that when you're in creative mode, at least I know very much for me, like, I'm just a vessel. I'm just letting things pass through me and out of my hands. You know, there's many times that you work and you're creating something, a huge chunk of time can go by and you're like, I think I just checked out for like 5 hours. And then you have this object in front of you. And it's kind of wild, because you're like, wow, I really didn't think about what was happening here. I was just transmitting some higher energy. And, you know, over the years, really embracing that, really getting a kick out of it, it's awesome. You know, and I think, again, to talking about like these objects and our intention to put all this together with people bringing that towards us, I think creating that spiritual big connection through object and story and translating that into physical space, you know, for me, that's fantastic.
Yeah. The Wizard of Wow, Doc San Giorgio. there's certain times when I go to places where the energy is really strong, I get a little lightheaded and I feel my chakras like expand, and you can feel it. You almost feel like you're floating, like gravity is somehow weakened. And there's certain places where I've had that happen to me. And I hope we can make the air just a little thinner inside of this space and turn gravity down a little bit, so that we can really create a space of belonging and love and radical exclusivity, where we can co-dream a new way together. And, I'm just so happy and excited to have you on the team, Doc, because you're, for all the reasons you just talked about, the way you approach things, you know, it seems like this was our destiny. So let's not get in the way. Let's not get in the way of Mother Cosmos.
Yeah, and I mean, and ultimately, at the end of the day, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be fun to be in. It's going to look pretty, and it's going to spread some really good love and some good vibes, and that's the ultimate intention right there.
Right on. If you want to find Doc's work, Google Doc San Giorgio. I've been to it like 900 times. What's it called? You know what I'm saying? It's a website with your photos, Flickr. He's got a Flickr.
There's some old school right there. That was. We're redoing the website as we speak.
Oh, by your Flickr. Go check out some of the Electric Forest stuff in the Flickr. And
that was a dumping ground, by the way, for work.
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling it up all the time to give people a little bit of a feel for the way that you bring objects together. And, you know, we're all just stardust, and we get formed and shaped by the people that touch us as humans and the objects. And thanks for calling in, brother. I can't wait to get cracking on this. And we're all excited to have you helping make this house in Humboldt Park.
Yeah, totally looking forward to creating some magic. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, right on. Wow. Well, we went from dreamer to designer to builder. And every movement needs a conductor. And I don't know if she's a conductor, but she is something special. Our next guest is Pinky Ring.
Hi, Pinky.
Hey. Hi, family.
Hey. What's good?
You know, just enjoying this beautiful weather and really excited about all of the new things happening with collaboration and the ways that we're going to be able to pour into the next generation of change makers in this city.
Well, and Pinky, you know, we're talking about the House of Belonging and how important that'll be not only for the greater Chicago, but also for Humboldt Park. But in every house, you need good lighting. And so why don't you tell us a little bit and tell our listeners about the light and how your work and your vision will bring a new light to the house that we're building at the Kimball Arts Center.
Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely correct. We need light to be able to see what we're doing, but also to illuminate the darkness. And, you know, our city, you know, has been through so much. And truly, when I think about what's next, I think about young people, right? We're seeing young people uprising all over on university campuses, and we're seeing them being you know, the bringers of truth and the mirrors for our generation to see what are the ways that we can support them in the work that they're doing in their social artistry and activism, and to sort of shine a light on the things that we could be doing better. So the light programming that we're going to be bringing is being revamped a bit. We're going to be doing a lot of work with young people, again, around creating works that will shine this light on injustices, not only in our city, but nationally and globally, but also being able to invest in them, right? Some of the things that we're going to be doing are things around professionalism, leadership, entrepreneurship, knowing yourself, storytelling and social justice, social emotional learning and mental wellness. So along with them creating these beautiful works and touring them across the city, we're also going to be investing in this next generation and giving them the tools that they need to continue being the change agents that they already are, but we're just kind of helping and honing those skills within them.
That's amazing.
And if you're listening and you're like, wow, I didn't know Pinky Ring was joining the team, this is a special gift for you for tuning into Collaboration Radio, because we haven't yet fully announced the addition. We went out and into the market, and we signed up the future Hall of Fame All-Star point guard of Chicago in Humble Park, hip hop educator, activist, ambassador, extreme, a Humble Park artist. Pinky, we're so, I personally am just so excited, and I just feel like every time we hang out, I learn a couple things. So thanks for being such a generous teacher with me. What else is going on with you? What's on your heart? What's coming up next? And what else you want to share here on Collaboration Radio today?
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I'm 5 feet tall, but I've got some game, okay?
So, you know,
I might not be able to dunk very well, but, you know, I'm a team player. you know, this is probably one of the most exciting things that I have going on, you know, just auditioning the young people, onboarding them. There's another program that I'm not sure if we're talking about just yet that's going to be happening with our youth. So this is just, like, really exciting for me because I always say I became the person that I needed when I was a youth creative and a youth revolutionary with nowhere really to channel my energy, my frustration, and no one to really give me a platform for me to use my voice. I get really upset when people say, you know, we're giving a voice to the voiceless. That's absolutely not true. Everyone has a voice, but are we giving them a platform and access to resources in order to do that? So honestly, this is one of the coolest things that I'm doing. I'm really excited about creating alongside with these young people because I did receive the BK's grant last year to record new music. And so I'm excited to get back to that aspect of me because, you know, people probably don't know this, but I started writing and rapping in high school. So to be able to mentor this next generation, but to also be able to tap back into that really cool teenage Pinky and get some raps going, get some music going again. I'm really excited about that, collaborating with different artists in the city, including youth that I've mentored before. That's really, you know, something that I'm looking forward to because I haven't put pen to paper in a while. And I just remember that that's what opened up all these doors for me. It's just, I'm a really dope rapper, and I'm excited to get back to it.
Well, you know, I know you're just on a cell phone calling in, but, I mean, do you think you might be able to just share a few bars with the people at home?
Yeah, spit some heat for us.
Oh, shoot.
Only for Collaboration. You see how much I love Collaboration. Impromptu bars.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what Anthony does.
Beverly's going to be doing an impromptu performance in about 7 minutes herself.
She could throw some shots at Drake
so
and K-Dot.
For the listeners, this means that I need you to donate some money, though. Like, for the listeners, I need you to donate some money to our project because this is how we get more of this happening. So
absolutely.
If you're listening and
that's right.
Bars,
we got to
donate a couple of dollars to the cause.
That's right. We launched our House of Belonging Capital campaign. You can find more and contribute at collaboration.org, or you can be a member for as little as a dollar a month. You can also donate directly to support the light. And by the way, Pinky, I don't think I told you we did get the Safe and Peaceful Chicago Community Trust grant yesterday to support the light. So that's yes. No, I was half kidding. But we can make people, you know, pay the money to come in person unless you want to teach somebody about the history of hip hop.
Oh, we can give the people some bars. We're good with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a step back.
The money needs to flow in, y'all. So, you know, I don't rap for free anymore. So we need donations, y'all. Come on, bring them in. All right. Yeah. And out of the ashes I rise. Out of these actors and actresses doubt in the fire and I dust myself off the beat. Awful dreams often be keeping me up at night. My demons, I need them. I feed them. I'm breathing them all to life. Because they keep me on the darker side. My angels are anxious and thinking they only want me to do right. After all that I've been through, it's simple. I'm simple. My mission to murder it on the mic. Imagine the fuel that it takes to ignite. I've been through hell. Take a look at my life. Now I'm saying, so call my back water or ice. Took my history and turned it like my name was Ike. Now I'm grinding the death because I know that I need it. Cashing these checks in the whole hood I'm feeding. Getting this cash like I'm Joaquin Phoenix. Divine in my calling, you know that I heat it. Burning your garbage like incinerator. Lighting my incense in my incubator. Smudge it with sage for these lames and these haters. Check out my methods, got 36 chambers. And now if I want it, I know I can have it. You looking at greatness, I'm a college graduate.
fellas is hating, but that will not happen. The musical maven like Dorothy Hackett, I wrote all this rhyme in about 15 minutes. Take on my royalty, split it with women. It's a new era, and yeah, we are winning. So watch the throne, because I'm coming to get it. Consider this the rebirth and rework all your weak verses. Jumping in like feet first and send them off in the pink hearse. I'm fresh to death because I'm living la vida. Loca me toca te quiero la vida. Political gangster like my name, Avita. Murder your ink, I'm Ashanti, I'm Vida. I am an animal, please do not beat her. I am a loner, so please do not eat her. Yo soy la reina, la jefa, la diva. So sienten el fuego de esta boricua.
Huepa!
La reina!
Like she wasn't ready to go.
Oh my god. My phone is blowing up, by the way. People are like, yo, who is that?
If you don't know, now you do.
Now you know.
Oh man. See, and all those young people. Mm-hmm. that are in the members of the light, when we tell them to go back and listen to their mentor guru and how she was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she doesn't leave the house without her talent. I tell you what, Pinky Ring, thank you so much. We can't wait to see what we do together on 1757 North Kimball. And, you know, we are going to prioritize the community. So if you are in the Humboldt Park neighborhood or Southern Logan Square, you know, this is your space. You can email info@collaboration.org to hook up. We're going to have different listening parties, community input surveys. And we also have a special grant from the Arts Work Fund that is going to allow us to provide the platform, resources, PR, marketing, stage management for you. So we have 48 spots we've dedicated to people that live near the Kimball Arts Center, and we can't wait to share the stage and watch and feel you all shine. So follow Pinky's footsteps, and you'll be doing just fine. Pinky, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, family, and congratulations once again. We're going to do big, big, big work, y'all.
Yes, we are. Ashe. Wow, Pinky. Ooh. That was real, huh?
That was so good. I feel invigorated.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, and she is a master teacher. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is, you know, pedagogy, curriculum, but she's got the practice and the craft. You know, sometimes you go to these great conservatories and the people that teach you have been teaching for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Pinky's going to be working with 14 to 25 year olds. Mm-hmm. And she's got one foot on the stage and one foot in the classroom with them. And they're going to be go back and forth the whole time. So, very exciting.
Yeah.
What a show we ended up having.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
The house of... How much time do we have left, Henry? Well, oh boy. I guess it's time. Beverly has a lot of talent. And one of those talents I've asked her to share. Because, you know, there's something about the power of music, especially songs that mean something. You know, Doc talked about objects that have energy and resonance. Pinky threw down some spoken word bars for us, and Beverly's gonna sing a little something. Beverly, should we turn the lights off to really set the mood of introspection?
Sure.
I've been doing that lately. Oh, wait, but then my video will be late.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We can leave the lights on. Right. So just a quick aside, this is Feeling Good by Nina Simone, because we are feeling good. We're feeling empowered. We're feeling excited. And we're so thrilled to be able to bring this light and this energy into Humboldt Park and continue to expand the web of collaboration to empower others. So I'm going to sing a little bit of it. And as you're listening, you know, think about what's making you feel good, and hopefully you bring that energy and consider donating to our cause so you can help others feel good as well. Mm.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And collaboration is feeling good.
That was Beverly's version of Feeling Good by Nina Simone. And if you're going to sing Nina Simone, you better bring it. And that's what she did. Thank you so much. That was so great.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you never know what you're going to get here on Collaboration Radio. And today, our show was sponsored by our friends at AV Chicago, Chicago's premier vendor of lighting, sound, and video equipment. They got the tech geeks to back it up, and they're going to be lighting it up over at the House of Belonging. We want to thank the Feinberg Family Foundation for their support, and the Ethos Collective. We had an amazing show. Please go to collaboration.org and click on the House of Belonging and donate today and add your name to the list of people that help us build this new special space we've been talking about over at 1757 North Kimball in the Kimball Arts Center, right on the 606. It's a beautiful day here in Chicago, so let's all be grateful and enjoy it. Thanks for taking a little time to hang out with us. Evan, good to get you on the radio show.
Woo!
Beverly, this is just the second of many more shows to come.
And many more surprises.